Thank you, Charles, for our reading. And I hope you enjoyed that short video about what we hope for and what hope is. I wonder what it would have felt like to be one of the shepherds in that field. I wonder if they would have been excited or afraid. You see, no one had seen an angel in a really, really long time. Never mind see the whole sky filled with angels. This must have been a surprise for these shepherds. My question today is, I wonder why these angels came and told shepherds. Stinky, smelly shepherds. Lying out there in the middle of the night, probably freezing cold. I wonder what these shepherds were hoping for. A warm bed, a hot drink, that the wolves would stay away, that they wouldn't lose any of their sheep. Today, on Christmas Day, I want to talk about the shepherds. And the reason why I want to talk about the shepherds is because the shepherds are my favorite characters or people in the Christmas story. Why, you ask? Well, because God gives these shepherds hope. God gives hope to these most unexpected group of people. Did you know that in Jesus' day, when Jesus was born, shepherds were considered to be farthest from God? They were in the same class as tax collectors. They weren't poor or needy. They were on the outside, looking in, doing the job that nobody else really wanted. They were considered not worthy of God. When Jesus was born, people would go to the temple. And the temple in those days was like our church. It's where you would go to sing and worship God. It's where you would go to bring your offering. The shepherds were dirty. They were always covered in manure. They smelled a bit like dead animals. They weren't allowed anywhere near the temple because you had to be clean to go into the temple. And if you couldn't go to the temple, you couldn't really worship God. So the shepherds lived in this dilemma of they wanted to, but they weren't able to. And you can see kind of how they were looked down on other people. Always dirty, never being able to worship at the temple, cut off from the presence of God, always on the outside, not looking in, sleeping in the fields. They looked rough, probably big shaggy beards, long hair, probably had never seen a hairbrush. They lived with sheep, they slept with the sheep, they slept outside, and they were kept away. Kept away from their community, kept away from the temple, kept away from church. They were kept away. And the lives of these shepherds makes me think about the past 9 months. Kept away from the building, kept away from each other, 2 meters apart, no hugging, no touching, no nothing. Isolated, stressed out in your house, or lonely in your home. It has been a very difficult 9 months. And as we come on Christmas Day and as we talk about these shepherds who were also isolated and cut off and kept away, this story tells us that there is so much more than meets the eye. The wonderful thing about the Christmas story is this. Although people considered them unworthy, although they were kept away, God chose these shepherds to be the first ones to know about his son. God chose the people who couldn't go to the temple. God sent the angels to right where these shepherds were, right in that field, right in that mess, right in that dirt, right into the doubt, right into the rejection, right into the isolation. And God sent these angels, and these angels brought the shepherds hope. This story about the shepherds teaches us that no one is too far away from God, and that God can meet you and bring you hope wherever you are. This is why Jesus was born. This is why the angels appeared to the shepherds. They wanted to share the good news. They wanted to give hope. Now I wonder, on this Christmas day, what are you hoping for? A nice meal? New things? Having time to play with your own toys? Having time to try out somebody else's toys? A nice walk? What are you hoping for? And this year has been tough. This year has been a year that nobody has expected. And we all need hope. From the baby to the retired person, we all need hope. On Christmas Day, this day, which is a day unlike any other, we need hope. Not for small things like a good meal or gifts. We need hope for the big things of life. We need hope that only Jesus can bring us. The hope that was given to the shepherds. Hope for those of us who are just sick and tired. Hope for those of us who are struggling. Hope for those of us who are lonely. Hope for those of us who are worried and afraid of the future and what the new year is going to bring. Every single one of us needs the hope of Jesus. And I'm going to let you into a secret. When Jesus was born, hope was born. And if you know and you love Jesus, you have this hope. But sometimes what we have to do is we have to get rid of all the stuff that's in between us and Jesus. We have to take that time. We have to sit and we have to remember why Jesus came into our world. And this hope that we have as Christians, it's not for you to keep. It's for you to share. The shepherds, they shared this good news with everybody that they met. They couldn't keep quiet. These unexpected, isolated, kept away group of people became hope tellers. They told everybody else they met. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. And today, joy to the world. Hope is here.